It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. New unemployment numbers came out this morning, and 539,000 jobs were lost in April, which isn't good, but still an improvement over the previous 5 months in which business payrolls declined by more than 600,000 each month. The unemployment rate now stands at nearly 9%. In this troubled economy, no state has been hit harder than Michigan. For several weeks, we've been reporting on how that state is coping with a downturn accelerated by the troubled car industry. Yesterday, President Obama's point man for helping communities deal with the loss of automotive jobs was in Michigan. NPR's Don Gagne caught up with him in Grand Rapids.
Ed Montgomery has a rather cumbersome title. He's the White House Director of Recovery for Auto Communities and Workers. And to a great extent, that means Michigan. No state has lost more auto-related jobs than Michigan. Montgomery yesterday began 2 days of meetings in the state with a stop in Grand Rapids. He did not come with a ready-made list of solutions. He said he came to listen.
To find out what's going on the ground, to find out how we as the federal government, state government, local governments can sync up our efforts to revitalize the Michigan economy and keep it strong.
That phrase, keep it strong, is hopeful talk to say the least. Michigan's jobless rate is the worst in the nation, 13.4%. Yesterday afternoon, Montgomery took a factory tour at a small Michigan manufacturer called Cascade Engineering. This company does a lot of work for the car companies, supplying molded plastic parts for a variety of vehicles. Montgomery got a lesson in injection molding from Cascade founder and CEO Fred Keller.
Are you familiar with injection molding?
Uh-huh.
You are familiar with
that? Not really.
I mean, the material comes in pellet form, okay, overhead. It runs through an injection unit, which has a screw in it.
Cascade Engineering has been diversifying. It's trying to establish a foothold in the production of small molded plastic wind turbines for residential and commercial use. It's a growing business, but it does not offset the big decline, some 40%, on the automotive supply side of the business. CEO Keller says he wants the Obama administration to understand that if the U.S. loses manufacturing jobs and know-how, it's twice as hard to get them back.
In manufacturing today, we're in kind of a reverse snowball. We're losing not only capacity, but we're losing capability. And as you lose capability, you lose skill development. As you lose skill development, you lose that drive to make that continue.
Now, Grand Rapids is not Detroit. It's on the other side of the state. It's a Republican area. It's got office furniture factories and other industry, but it's still deeply connected to the car business. At a roundtable discussion with community leaders, Montgomery heard how the struggles of the auto industry are felt through a much wider community. Sue Levy is a local UAW official in Grand Rapids. She says in this region, most of her members do not work for the big auto companies.
We represent a lot of suppliers, both auto and non-auto. We represent the county and the state employees, nursing home caregivers, firefighters, police officers, aerospace manufacturers, patio furniture builders, and the list goes on, and every one of them is impacted by the loss of these manufacturing jobs.
These business and community representatives want easier access to loans. They want streamlined and simplified ways to get government grants, more funding for retraining programs, and they want a way to keep auto operations in the U.S. and in Michigan. And even as the list of wants and needs grows, there's additional concern about what happens when GM shuts down assembly plants for the summer due to slumping sales. Governor Jennifer Granholm says that will mean a surge in joblessness in all of those places that are dependent on GM.
That's one of the conversations we're having with Dr. Montgomery. And of course, if additional plants are permanently shut down, and we need to make sure we have access to allow people to bridge during this very difficult time.
Today, Montgomery continues his Michigan tour with a stop in a city that's no stranger to hard times, Flint. Don Gagne, NPR News, Grand Rapids.